Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Larry Phillips, and in the providence of God, I'm bringing this update to you this afternoon because I had made some prior announcements that were to happen on Monday, and we were going to be having a fellowship call with myself, Brother Walt Stickle, and Brother Mike Orr, as well as a new brother in Christ, Brother Joe Harper. I received an email from Joe Harper this morning stating that he had received some communications back and forth with Mr. Carl Roberts. I don't call Carl Roberts brother. Carl Roberts, and it appears that Carl Roberts maligned me and slandered me, but Brother Joe Harper refused or did not indicate anything that Carl Roberts had said about me, so I had no way of defending myself, obviously. As many of you know, Carl Roberts has a long history of maligning and slandering people. He had put 16 videos up slandering me before on YouTube, and then later came back and apologized for doing that, and apologized to Walt Stickle as well. And then when we received him back into fellowship, he proceeded to do the very same thing again. And so we will not be having the conference call tomorrow because basically as a result of this communication with Brother Harper, of course, doesn't know me that well, even though I've been on Sermon Audio for 16 years. And he could have thoroughly reviewed all those plus 4,000 sermons on there if he wanted to know anything about what I believed or my doctrine. But as a result of that, he is now saying he does not want to co-minister with me, and he also took my link down from his website. And so I just sent him a message. He's a new brother. I don't know him that well as myself. He had called me because Chris from Test All Things had suggested that he get a hold of me. And Chris from Test All Things has a very credible ministry. But I had already listened to several of Joe Harper's messages, and I found, for the most part, I agreed with him on his position on the sovereignty of God, on the biblical cosmology positions that he takes, on many of the historical research work that he's done on the Jesuits and so on. But since he requested that he no longer wanted to co-minister, fellowship and minister with me, I have taken all those materials down that I posted of Joe Harper's on Sermon Audio, on Facebook, on Cloud Hub, on Parler, on MeWe, and on Truth Social. And I let him know that. And I said, I see you also removed the link to my website as well as Walt Stickle's link to his website. And I indicated to Joe Harper that in the future, before you make decisions regarding not continuing fellowshipping and removing people's links, after stating to the contrary that you would, you might want to follow the biblical mandate as follows. And I quoted, of course, Matthew 18, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault against thee. Between thee and him alone, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen and a publican." And I indicated to Mr. Harper that he did not reveal anything that Mr. Carl Roberts told him about me, but decided based on Carl Roberts' false testimony to execute me and two other brothers from fellowship. So he did not follow the biblical mandate. So I just wanted to give everyone an update as to why we were not going to be having our Monday conference call. I wish Brother Joe Harper the best, and I hope that, you know, he's pretty young. He's got a lot of lessons. I told him in an email, if you think that you're going to be free of slander and people lying about you, just keep preaching the truth and you'll find out there's plenty of people out there that will slander and lie about you, including people like Carl Roberts. So that's what I want to let people know. God bless and have a good day. Bye for now.